Well, good morning and welcome to all, especially our guests who join us for Mass on the celebration of the Ascension of the Lord. Special welcome to the members of the Totus Tuus teams that are with us this week at the Madeleine, these young men and women from various places that are spending their summer going from different parishes in our diocese and elsewhere to help to teach and to catechize and in the spiritual formation of our sons and daughters. So, and the reason we have so many this week, usually we have only four, is that we're breaking them all in here at the Madeleine this week. They've been in training, and so this is their first time in a parish, and so then after this week they'll be going in different directions for the rest of the summer. And donating their time and their energies for this summer as a witness to Christ. They could all, I have no doubt, be doing many other things and probably making a lot more money at it this summer than what they're doing, but it's part of their giving of themselves for the good of the church, the body of Christ. So thank you for your presence. And one of the members is going to speak to us here during this Mass about what they will be doing with our children and youth this week. I spent part of last week out at the very tip of the panhandle of Oklahoma, a place called Black Mesa. It is approximately 430 miles straight west of Tulsa. And was there with a group of friends, and we hiked up to the top of Black Mesa. It's the highest point in Oklahoma, just under 5,000 feet above sea level. It's the third time I have been there. It is also an opportunity for me to have my shakedown before I leave on pilgrimage a week from tomorrow. And for our guest, I'll be doing a pilgrimage in Spain, part of the Way of St. James, or the Camino de Santiago. And I'll be gone from June 9th until July the 3rd. And so what I did for the hike at Black Mesa, I and some of the others in the group, we did a 15-mile round trip from one place off-site from the park up to the top of the mesa and back in just under 8 hours. I have some nice, before pictures. Everybody's all at 7:30 in the morning. Did not take any after pictures. I don't think my fellow walkers would have been in the right frame of mind. They're ready to, let's go back to the camp and let's get cleaned up and so on. But it was and also carried everything I'm going to be carrying with me on the Camino. And so it was a good way of preparation. And again, I ask for your prayers as I will begin the pilgrimage in a little over a week. Well, getting up to the top of the mesa, there is a monument there marking that high point. And in that journey, we were able to stay to rest for a while, to have our lunch before we had to come back down off of the mesa. And particularly that last 3 miles was for us the most challenging. What we celebrate today as church, the Ascension of the Lord, is essential to our faith, our Catholic faith, and in proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. It's when the glorified, resurrected body of Jesus is taken up into heaven, ascending, as what we say in the Creed, that he ascends into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father, in preparation for the descent of the gift of the Holy Spirit that we will mark next Sunday for Pentecost. It is not a fable. It's not make-believe. It's not a type of alien abduction. I've heard that about that. It's like, no, it's nothing like that. What it is essential for our faith because it is the continuation of the incarnation. When the Word of God becomes flesh, the second person of the Trinity, the creative power of God, taking on our humanity for our salvation because of a world that has been thrown out of order by sin and disobedience, are now put back in order through the incarnation and the death and resurrection of Jesus on the cross. And now his ascension is the continuation of that. We live in a world often today, we have the influence from the ancient Greeks, that we have the separation between the physical and the spiritual. And sometimes we see that in different ways, kind of the idea that there's a difference between faith and reason, of science and religion, or in other ways, maybe closer to home, of what we say we believe on Sunday morning and then how we act the rest of the week, that separation. One of the early errors or heresies that the Christians had to face in the first few centuries is called Gnosticism. And it was basically the belief that the created world, physical matter, was unredeemable. And therefore, to die, the spirit had to be released from a type of a prison in order to be complete. Now, if you're familiar with Scientology, Scientology is basically Gnosticism revisited with some science fiction and some Hollywood celebrities thrown in. But the ascension tells us how false that idea is. The incarnation, because our humanity, our human flesh has been redeemed and can be taken up into heaven. That glorified body of Jesus, where Jesus is gone, we seek to follow. There's not this difference between the spiritual world and the physical world. Rather, both are redeemed and we are called to live fully our lives in Christ in both. In the ascension of the Lord, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will come and descend upon His disciples, His followers. That's why they have to come down from the mountain. They can't stay in that place in which they have encountered the Lord. They've encountered these angelic beings who, by the way, show up and say, "What are you guys standing around and looking up in the sky for? Go to work. Go to Jerusalem to receive the Spirit." Because in the ascension of Jesus, we're told that our humanity has been sanctified. Heaven and earth come together. That's the incarnation. Heaven and earth are not, the physical and spiritual are not separated. They are redeemed. They are reconciled. They are put in harmony, put in a sacred union, communion with each other. That's what the ascension is telling us. And every time that we gather as the church, that is what we are doing. You know, we pray in the Our Father, "Your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." We're praying that the very presence of God in heaven will flood the earth, flood our hearts, flood our lives. That's why we have to come down from the mountain. Even as beautiful as the mountain might be, that we reconcile heaven and earth. And when we pray together as we are now with the Mass, liturgically, that's the most great experience of that. It's not just simply ritual. It's not just routine. We are saying that heaven and earth are joined together when we pray with offering the Mass. In our Catholic faith, one of the great perks is that we take the physical matter and we say that God's grace is transmitted or given to us through that. We take bread and wine. We take water. We take oil. We have the laying on of hands. We have the physical bodies of husband and wife joined together in one flesh in marriage. The physical world is redeemable. It has been redeemed. We have been redeemed, and we are called to live lives that say, "Yes, we have been saved. We have been redeemed. We have new life in Christ." And we have to come down the mountain to share that gift. And every time we act as the church, because this is our commission, that Christ has given dominion to do that to His church, is what St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians today. And Jesus says, "I am with you to the end of the age. I am with you always." The presence of Christ in the Eucharist that we share. But also, when heaven and earth are joined together in that way, also when we as the church, we act in mercy, compassion, charity, love. Heaven and earth are reconciled. We are together as one. When we pray, when we preach, when we teach, when we bring the good news down the mountain to share with the world, heaven and earth are being reconciled. That's our commission as the body of Christ, the church. That is, we are called to do so. That's why the ascension is so critical to our Catholic faith. And living it fully, because we just can't stand on the mountain looking up into the sky. We can't live with our heads in the clouds. We call to live in the real world with real people, with real challenges that call for real grace and real mercy, real forgiveness, where heaven and earth come together and are reconciled. So as we gather before this altar of praise, of thanksgiving, this altar of sacrifice in the Eucharist, may we go forth from this place to bringing the gift of the Spirit to others, to bringing that gift of Christ risen from the dead to others, bringing that gift of salvation to others. For this is what we are called to do, our mission, our commission as the church.